Good morning, Janet. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Tom.
Let's start off by having you describe your artwork for our listeners.
Well, I'm a potter with a pottery, which is named Blue Heron Pottery and Sculpture. And I've been doing this for 45 years.
Do you focus on a particular type of vessel when you're doing your ceramic pieces?
Good question. I make functional pots, dishes, things for people to drink their morning coffee out of and eat their omelets from. And but I've also always made sculptural clay work, and it's an incredible medium. I live here because of the prehistory of people making pots and building beautiful things for a very long time.
Let's talk a little bit about that prehistory. How does archaeology, and particularly rock art, inspire the work that you do?
You've named my favorite playground. I am technically an avocational archaeologist. I don't have a degree. Although I've probably been involved with the field for as long as I've been making pots, the two go hand in hand. I started out hiking in these canyons around here looking for pottery shards, and I looked up on the walls of the canyons and got very intrigued with the rock art and the masonry and the whole context. And that has been woven together with all the sort of technical aspects of being a really good functional potter. But here's this amazing, amazing, unending, deep resource from the landscape, from the work and thoughts of earlier peoples. And I, on my little business card and my logo, I have an image from one of the sites over in southeast Utah. It's called Long Fingers. And when I saw that, I thought, you know, this was either an image made by a potter or someone who got it, that it is an extension of one's hands and one's feelings that you impart to what you make.
Do you try to use prehistoric techniques when you're making your pottery?
A little bit. I just like people did for, well, many years. I make vessels out of coils, but I also use a really nice potter's wheel and fancy kilns. But I have tremendous respect for the way those early people understood materials, understood where you got them, and the process to make a finished piece that would last.
And what about the motifs and the stylistic parts of prehistoric pottery? How much of that is part of the work that you do?
I do not imitate. I do not make replicas. I admire, I sort of glean form, some surface contents, techniques of putting a white slip over a darker clay body, little extensions, little figurines. I've pulled and extracted things that are interesting to me in a formal way and allow me to express something a little personal, which I think was going on in the past. I think there are styles and chronologies, but there are also wonderful individual statements, both in the pottery people made, the rock art people made. I love looking at it as the work of an individual.
You write on your website that your pieces reflect a relationship with clay, landscape, and memory. Can you talk a little bit more about what you mean by that?
Ooh.
I did some homework.
You did some homework. And I got to put my thinking cap on. I think I've already referred to the context of landscape. The interesting word in that phrase is memory. And I think I can best illustrate it with a quick story. I went back to see where my mom grew up in the Czech Republic. And near there was a site that is over 30,000 years old, and it's the earliest fired ceramics. So it's Aurig Nation, it's people who were picking up clay in that valley. They made incredible figurines, and they fired them. They had a kiln. Well, I got to hold some of these objects, and I don't know if it was my hand or the object, but it buzzed. So memory, recollection, genetic, who knows? It's a little bit of the mystery. And that is a nice segue to what I'm involved in right now.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what's the exhibit, I think, is what you're referring to, the exhibit that's coming up at Olio's in Mancos?
Yeah.
And you're doing a collaboration with Beth Wheeler there. And yeah, talk about what's going to be going on there, what that looks like.
Right. So Olio's is a wonderful restaurant gallery in Mancos. Rena Wilson has been coordinating the arts there for quite some time. She invited a painter, Laura Branca, who does marvelous impressionistic paintings of horses. She invited me. And then I called up Beth Wheeler, who is a gifted calligrapher in Mancos, and asked if she would help and do a collaboration. And she is taking her gifts and creating small scrolls, calligraphy, and they are placed inside jars, which I am calling containers of spirit. This is based on a tradition that goes back to Japan, 12th century. They were called sutra jars. They were found in burials. They contained the sutras, the Lotus Sutra, the Heart Sutra. Very esoteric. I thought, let's bring it down back to home. The words that Beth is writing on the scrolls are poems I have written or poems that I feel reflect the landscape that I'm looking at. It's pretty exciting what's happening.
It's a really interesting dynamic between that written word inside of a container like that. Are people going to be able to open the containers
they
and look at the
poetry? They are going to be able to. They are invited to. And I thought just for the fun of it, I'm going to have a few that are blank pieces of paper with an invitation to write your own poem.
How fun.
Yep.
You're also going to be showing some of your work at the Bluff Arts Festival that's coming up October 14th through the 16th. Who's going to be there with you?
The Bluff Arts Festival is amazing. I think this is the 12th annual arts festival. I'm in a show with two painters and a jeweler and maybe it's a photographer at Cow Canyon Trading Post. There are other open studios. There are going to be ongoing workshops and field trips, a film night on Saturday. It's an amazing event to see the arts of this area. I think Cortez and Montezuma Valley have a huge connection with Bluff. And I will be showing similar work to the show at Olio's, where there are these containers of spirit with poetry, some sculptural work that's very tied into the landscape over in Southeast Utah.
Sounds really wonderful.
Yeah.
How can people find out more about your work?
I have a website, never quite updated, but it is available. It's Blue Glyph Clay Arts. .com. I have a wonderful studio just a little bit east of town, and people are welcome to stop by and see what's going on there. And I just want to put in a little plug for the Painted Turtle Studio in Mancos. I've taught some classes there. They are part of a growing community of people interested in clay arts and other crafts and fine arts.
Okay.
So that's it.
Well, Janet, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me this morning. I appreciate it.
You are most welcome.
That's Janet Leverwood. She's a potter and a sculptor. She'll be exhibiting at Olio's in Mancos. There's an opening there on October 15th. And she'll also be a part of the Bluff Arts Festival October 14th through the 16th over in Bluff, Utah. You've been listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.